You can't half tell that it's the first day of Stephen's holidays. We were told by him not to be doing any football, any World Cup, anything at all. So, of course, I took myself up to Stormont to find out who the politicians are going to be supporting in the Brazil World Cup. And Ulster Unionist leader Mike Nesbitt, well, he's leaning towards the host nation.
I haven't really thought about who I'm supporting in the World Cup. Anybody who ever heard one of my football commentaries will know I know nothing about association football. But against that, I was in BBC Sport in the early 80s when we qualified for the 82 World Cup in Spain and the 86 World Cup in Mexico, and we haven't qualified since I left. So I think I'm the missing link here.
You were the lucky mascot.
That would be my contention. Now, if you put it to a referendum, I'm not entirely confident I'm going to come over the line on the right side of these things. The last commentary I did in terms of the World Cup was in Guadalajara, and it was Northern Ireland against Brazil, with Socrates and Pat Jennings in goal. And, oh, it was fantastic.
How'd you manage that if you weren't that good? Did you just bluff your way around the world then?
Exactly. Hence the flight path to becoming a politician. I will regret saying that, but there you go. No, I think I was just kind of right place at the right time, but it was fantastic fun. And of course, 82 in Spain was unbelievable, beating Spain in their own World Cup. The Mexico trip in 86, not so successful. I think the team had effectively peaked. But, you know, Pat Jennings, 41 years of age, playing against Brazil, that's a memory you'll never forget. Socrates going off at half-time, probably to have a couple of Benson and Hedges. Unbelievable.
Just don't do it like that anymore, although Wayne Rooney might. He likes a puff, apparently.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Mm. Well, I suppose looking forward then, having my last World Cup commentary, having been in Northern Ireland, Brazil, and the World Cup being in Brazil, and Brazil being so talented, if they really let their hair down and go for that kind of open football, I would support them. I fancy for Argentina. Germany, so kind of methodical and well thought out and planned, you couldn't look past them. So there's my top three tips.
Go for the home nation.
Ivory Coast.
Have you not taken part in an office sweep like Martin McGuinness?
I saw he got England. I was also told that Peter Robinson got Colombia. I'm not sure if that is true or not, and I also believe some wag asked him whether we'd like to swap. But no, we haven't done a sweep. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have an Ulster Unionist sweep.
We've had a Nolan sweep. I can't remember. I think he got Belgium and Costa Rica, so...
Oh, Belgium. Well, a lot of people think Belgium are the dark horses with some very, very talented players. Okay. But is he not going on holiday? I mean, Ulster has suffered enough.
Never mind Ulster, the Nolan team have suffered enough.
And Vince has his own show, did I hear?
He does on a Saturday afternoon. He's got a wee hour-long show on a Saturday afternoon.
Very talented, that boy, as you are yourself, if you don't mind me saying so, Lisa. So anyway...
Well, make sure that bit's not cut out, Michael. Make sure that gets out.
So I'm sure he'll relax thoroughly for 3.5 weeks, knowing there are so many younger, more talented members of the team coming through.
We just hope he's got on the plane and he's not tearing back to the BBC. That was Mike Nesbitt with his World Cup picks. And the Alliance Party's Chris Little, well, he was telling me about their office sweep and he thinks he's going to clean up.
I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a fantastic tournament. I play amateur football myself, and my son has got his Panini World Cup sticker album at the ready, so I'm helping him with that as well. Really looking forward to it.
Is that a wee throwback to your own childhood, the sticker book?
Absolutely. Apparently my childhood and not my recent past. I think I enjoy it as much as him these days.
And who would you be backing for it then?
Well, I've drawn Switzerland in the office sweep, so suitable neutral country for me. But I think Belgium and some of the young players that Belgium have are going to be interested to watch, and hard to look past the host nation, Brazil, as well.
I went Argentina. I got 5-1 on Argentina.
I think you've done rightly there. I think the Argentinian have a chance as well, absolutely.
What do you think it is that people like about a World Cup? Because I suppose we're sitting here, you know, Northern Ireland, the Republic, none of our teams have qualified, and yet everybody's still into it, still very enthusiastic.
I think football is a beautiful game. It's a universal sport, supported the world over. It brings people together, and we really enjoy the tournament. So I think World Cup fever is well and truly starting to hit Northern Ireland, and you'll see people supporting all the teams from here on. As I say, I drew Switzerland, a tough draw for me, not one of the big nations. So we'll see how they get on as well. They have a good coach who's won the Champions League himself in Otmar Hitzfeld, so I'll see how I get on.
In the Nolan office suite, Nolan having all the luck that Nolan usually has. He got Belgium. I got that well-known footballing nation, Algeria.
I think your luck's been against you on that one, and Nolan has got the luck of the draw again, although I'm not too sure. I know he says he knows a lot about football, but I'm not too sure that's the case. I'm not too sure whether he's used that season ticket at Old Trafford or not yet, has he?
It's his fault that you had such a bad season, because he used it a lot. He was the scud.
First year supporting Man United and we have a woeful season. He needs to sort that out.
I think his season ticket might just be revoked. Man United fans really struggled to cope with their finish this season. Now, back to our World Cup supporters up on the hill. The DUP's Paul Given has decided to join Mike Parry. He's going to support the England team.
For this tournament, given that Northern Ireland didn't make it, I'll be supporting England, albeit I doubt they're going to win. And I know for a lot of people in Northern Ireland, we've heard 1966 many, many times, and that can put people off supporting England, because they do go on a little bit about that victory.
But they go on a little bit.
They go on a lot. But on this occasion, yes, I'll be supporting England in the tournament.
How far do you think they'll go?
They have a very tough group. When you look at the teams they've got with Italy and Uruguay in their group, I think it'll be difficult for them to get through that. And then if they do get to the quarterfinals, they could end up playing possibly Brazil, and at that point I think it's game over. So I would be surprised if they can get past the quarterfinal stages.
Who do you think will shine for them, if anybody?
In the England team? Mm-hmm. There's a number of the players I think are coming through. There's a young lad, Barkley, who's been playing very well. I would like to see him get a run out. And obviously we'll want to see Wayne Rooney doing particularly well as a Manchester United supporter. I've been supporting the team long before Stephen Nolan did. In fact, when he started supporting them, that's when we started losing. So if Stephen could do us a favour and switch to Manchester City, that would be appreciated at a domestic level.
He did debate Chelsea for a while, and actually when Chelsea won the Champions League, he did decide he was a Chelsea fan for a while.
Well, you see, we all know Stephen's a bit of a glory hunter, and he probably thought, United, they'll win more trophies, I'll go to and support them. But he's actually been a scud, and he's done us a lot of damage. So, Stephen, go and support somebody else.
Was it Gary Neville or Phil Neville? Somebody said that the England team need to play like the Liverpool team played this season. As a Man United fan, does that stick in your throat a wee bit?
Well, whenever it comes to international level, I'm quite happy to support the likes of Steven Gerrard. But I was pleased whenever he actually didn't manage to lift the trophy this season. I still would have preferred Manchester United, but if it was a choice between Liverpool and our friends on the other part of Manchester, I was happy that City won it this year rather than Liverpool. But at an international level, I hope Gerrard has a fantastic tournament. He is a quality player. This will be his probably last World Cup, and as well for Frank Lampard. For some of the older players, it would be good for them to have a tournament that they can ultimately retire out of international football on a high. I'll maybe support the Orange Men a little bit as well. I know the Deputy First Minister has indicated he'll support them at a football level. I'd like to see him maybe support them here at a domestic level, but the Netherlands will get a little bit of support too.
And of course Van Gaal, he's your new manager.
That's right, and we'll see how he gets on. Maybe if he wins the tournament, he'll bring that success back to Old Trafford.
And earlier in the programme, we heard about the Alliance Party's Chris Little's sticker book. Well, Everton fan and SDLP Minister Mark H. Durkin got the World Cup wall chart up at the weekend.
Well, the World Cup has kind of crept up on us this year. I think I've been that busy over the past few months, and now it's very much here. But over the weekend, I did have a chance to look at a few supplements and some of the papers. I got my wall chart up, got it on the wall, and plotted who's going to be who and who's going to
Is that your memory even growing up, that when the wall chart arrives in the newspaper, that means it's proper World Cup tournament time?
Absolutely, and I still do it. I still won't get it right, though, unfortunately. However, my prediction for the World Cup would be Germany 2-1. I think they look very good. Missing a couple of good players, but they have plenty in reserve. Italy would be a good outside bet, in my opinion. The bookies aren't looking at them too favourably, but they have great experience at tournaments and can usually pull it out of the bag. They had a very disappointing World Cup last time. I think they'll bounce back.
You don't fancy the host nation?
Not particularly. The South American teams, I think Argentina and Uruguay would be look pretty strong. My Premier League team is Everton. I'm a proud Evertonian.
There's a disproportionate amount of Manchester United fans up here. They're, everybody, including the Deputy First Minister, is saying he might even manage to cheer for Van Gaal's Orange Man. Okay.
Well, you might begin to see less and less Man United fans, I would say, as the years go on. There's quite a few of us Evertonians up here as well, but we're more discreet. We haven't had as much reason to shout, I suppose, until we beat Man United twice this season.